It was only a week ago that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a rare visit to the Gaza Strip for talks with Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh. Haniyeh, a leading Hamas militant, had offered to step aside, and many believe that Hamas and Mr. Abbas's Fatah faction were going to form a new government and end months of feuding and conflict. Now those talks have been put on hold, reportedly because Hamas and Fatah have been unable to agree about which faction will control key cabinet positions like the finance and interior ministries. Yossi Alfer is a former Israeli negotiator with the Palestinians who now edits bitterlemons.org, a website that promotes Israeli-Palestinian dialogue. Alfer says Hamas and Fatah put aside their differences after Israeli forces mistakenly shelled an apartment complex in the Gaza town of Beit Hanun, killing 19 members of an extended family. But he says that unity has not been enough to bridge differences between the two sides.
They still have a long way to go in negotiating agreed guidelines for this government between Fatah and Hamas, guidelines that presumably would be designed to persuade Israel and the international community to change their attitude toward the government, to renew aid and perhaps renew diplomatic contact.
More concerns about a future unity government were raised last week when a spokesman for Hamas told reporters that any new Palestinian government would not recognize Israel nor accept a two-state solution to the Middle East conflict. International donors like the United States and the European Union, as well as Israel, which is withholding customs and tax revenue it normally turns over to the Palestinians, say if donor aid is to be revived, any new Palestinian government must agree to recognize Israel, renounce violence, and accept previous agreements between Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinians such as Ali Jabari, a professor of political science at Beerzeit University in the West Bank city of Ramallah, say, despite the stalled talks, Hamas and Palestinian President Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, will eventually agree on a new government.
I think that it is going to happen. It might need some time, but, you know, I view the time that is taking the Hamas and Fatah and Abu Mazen and everybody as a positive sign rather than a negative one. Hopefully, at the end, we're going to have a new government, and hopefully it will be acceptable internally and externally.
For their part, Israeli leaders have mostly refrained from commenting about the efforts to form a new Palestinian government. In recent days, Israel has also rejected initiatives from Spain, France, Italy, and the Arab League, which have proposed reviving Middle East peace talks. Israel says the internationally backed roadmap peace plan is already in place, and that plan needs to be implemented. Yossi Alfer of bitterlemons.org says these days Israel's attention is not focused on the Palestinians, but on the potential threat of a nuclear Iran and its allies in the region.
Israel is preoccupied primarily today with Iran, the Iranian threat, and the threat posed by Iran's client state, Syria, proxies, Hezbollah, and other anti-Israel movements that it supports like Hamas. The focus of attention or the point of departure for Israeli strategic thinking on our surroundings today is Iran, and not the Palestinian issue.
Israel's political and military leadership is also under fire for its conduct of the military conflict with Hezbollah in July and August. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's election promise to draw Israel's final border with the Palestinians was put on hold after that conflict and after Palestinian militants kidnapped an Israeli soldier and stepped up rocket attacks against Israel from the Gaza Strip. With Palestinian moves to create a unity government now stalled and Israel's attention diverted by Iran, it appears that neither side will be offering new proposals to ease tensions and break the cycle of violence in the region anytime soon. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com